The region's cultural highlights this weekend include the world's most famous chamber group, a mix of holiday-inspired Italian classics, gospel treats, French art song, and Christmas jazz, among other select cultural treats. The Kronos Quartet has, of course, been the most influential cutting-edge chamber music group for 40 years, both for shattering the standards of what it means to perform as a classical string quartet, including the use of amplification, electronics, and multimedia, and in their range of repertoire, including music ordinarily deemed as classical, as well as championing works by living composers and musics from outside the Western classical tradition. Filmmaker Sam Green is creating a multimedia documentary about the Radical String Quartet, which is meant to be shown with Kronos there on stage, live, and interacting with the film, which blends live music and narration with archival footage and filmed interviews featuring the likes of Philip Glass, Steve Reich, Wu Mann, and Terry Riley, among others. Green and Kronos will unveil a work-in-progress performance of A Thousand Thoughts tonight at Mass Mocha in North Adams at 8 p.m. The Amernet String Quartet performs in Souvenir de Florence, an Italian holiday celebration, a program of Italian-inspired classics at the Mehewi in Great Barrington, Mass., on Saturday at 6 p.m., as part of the Close Encounters with Music series. The centerpiece of the program is Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence. Also on the program are works by Vivaldi, Puccini's soul chamber work Chrysanthemums, Hugo Wolf's Italian Serenade, and a Verdi string quartet. The members may no longer all be blind, but the current group touring as Blind Boys of Alabama still shakes the rafters with their rousing style of gospel and gospel-influenced popular music, including Christmas songs, which they will perform along with the Preservation Hall Legacy Horns at the Mehewi on Sunday at 7 p.m. Soprano Amanda Boyd and pianist Timothy Dunn will present a free recital of French art songs in La Lumière de Musique, including works by Hahn and Fauré, and featuring Debussy's Ariette Oubliée and Etude for Piano, as part of the Touched by Light pop-up series at Ellen Lynch Photography in Chatham, New York, on Saturday at 5 p.m. Trumpeter Chris Passin celebrates the release of his new album, Baby, It's Cold Outside, with a release concert at Hudson Hall on Saturday at 7 p.m. Passin will be joined by vocalist Patricia Dalton Fennell, pianist Armin Danilian, bassist John Menegon, and drummer Jeff Siegel in a concert of holiday favorites. And Lady Moon is back, as in she's moved back home to Hudson. And to celebrate her return, her jazzy, soul-funk, multicultural seven-piece outfit, Lady Moon and the Eclipse, performs at Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. The group is led by lead singer Gunda Badila, whose name means moon in Congolese, hence Lady Moon. Anna Victoria, Hallie Goodman, and Donnie Grammerstor French, all of Hudson, will read from their works in the annual Hudson Homegirls Night at Spotty Dog Books and Ale on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series every second Saturday of the month. The readings will be followed by book signing and a DJ set by Anna Victoria. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.